At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me here on this Thursday, April 13th edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke. Only 7 games on the betting board for today, and a couple of them have already started by the time I've started recording today's podcast. So not a whole lot on the Thursday card, but we do have a very big weekend of baseball coming up, and I'll have one more edition for this week of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets on Friday to talk about the weekend, kind of preview some different things, and I will be doing that with the Friday episodes as we go forward here, kind of previewing Saturday and Sunday, giving you a little bit of a peek at what I'm thinking about for those respective games. We still got to get through Thursday first, and we'll do that here in a couple of minutes on the podcast. Before I get into a deep dive on Major League Baseball, just want to remind you, over at VSiN.com, we're starting to ramp up our draft coverage. Myself and Zach Cohen going with a divide and conquer approach to cover as much as we can for the NFL draft. The first round is 2 weeks from today. We've got picks up on the, or excuse me, not picks, we have articles up on the odds for the top 5 selections, pick number 1 through number 5. Some scouting reports on the available prospects that are contenders to go at those specific picks. So you can check that out over at VSiN.com. We'll have plenty more as we get closer here to the National Football League draft. NBA playoffs still ongoing last night in the NHL. Make sure you check out Jonathan Von Tobel and Zach Cohen in the NBA, Andy McNeil in the NHL, and their respective podcasts, Hardwood Handicappers and our VSiN Hockey Betting Podcast. We got it all for you over at the website. Golf, UFC, NASCAR with Steve Mackinnon, simulations, all kinds of stuff for your betting dollar over at VSiN.com. You get free page views. Also, you can take advantage of the introductory $9.99 offer. So check that all out over at VSiN.com. And of course, if you get the chance, rate, review, subscribe to our podcasts, including VSiN Daily Baseball Bets here. 5-star reviews, very, very much appreciated. Hopefully you've enjoyed the content so far. I know we've gotten some positive feedback about the shows. And as I mentioned before, you can hit me up on Twitter at Skating Tripods or shoot me an email, aburke, B-U-R-K-E, at vsin.com. Let me know if you got feedback, things you want to learn about, stats you want to suggest for the Monday episodes, whatever the case may be. All right, so with all that out of the way, let's dive into some things that we saw on Wednesday, or maybe what we didn't see on Wednesday, because I spent a lot of time on yesterday's show talking about the weather, talking about how yesterday looked like a great day for offense. It was not. Over the 15 games on Wednesday, 31 home runs hit, 133 runs, 8.8 runs per game across Major League Baseball, despite some really, really good hitting weather. And the thing about it is, you know, we had a bunch of unders. You know, we had 16 runs scored in the Red Sox and Rays game. We had 12 scored in the A's and Orioles, 15 out on the West Coast in that Dodgers and Giants game where the wind was blowing out a little bit at Oracle Park. But you know, we had some teams have really big offensive days, scoring 5, 6, 7 runs on their own, but a lot of games that stayed under the total, and specifically a lot of games early in the day where, you know, typically you would think with the warmer weather, the better hitting conditions, you would see more offense during the day, but that wasn't really the case. And something I want to bring to your attention here, especially because it's important on Wednesdays and Thursdays, could be important a little bit on Mondays as well if you get a wraparound series, but it can be a little bit tricky diving into some of these games with getaway days. Wednesdays and Thursdays, you look, for example, at the Yankees game, Anthony Volpe batting leadoff for the Yankees, came out of that game batting just 143, went 1-for-4. Gleyber Torres pinch ran, but he didn't start in that game. The backup catcher, Kyle Higashioka, wound up playing over Jose Trevino. So you'll get this in these getaway day games where sometimes guys just don't play. And that's something that, you know, look, I mean, if you have the luxury to wait until lineups come out, and I don't with the timing to record this podcast and also the timing with which I released the article, but if you have the time to be able to wait for those lineups to come out, you can take away some of the uncertainty with these Wednesday and Thursday games where you get these day games. Maybe sometimes guys won't play. You know, for example, with the Orioles, right? Adley Rutschman is behind the plate for this game against the A's, the 1:05 Eastern first pitch at Oriole Park. But there will be Wednesdays and Thursdays with day games where he's just not playing. And that's a big loss for a Baltimore lineup that, you know, they perform very well against lefties so far, not so much against righties. I guess they've had, you know, their fair share of good days against righties, but you know, you'll run into spots where those guys won't play on Wednesdays or Thursdays. You'll be missing some really big bats. It's early in the season. You know, managers don't want to grind anybody down at this time of the year. So you may run into some spots where in the middle of the week, big bats don't play. And those will create some line moves out there in the marketplace. Because as I talked about on one of the early shows, you know, you get basically three good waves of line moves. One is overnight when the lines get posted. The second is early morning as the East Coast gets stirring after the night before is in the books and they can, you know, update their spreadsheets, update their models, reassess, you know, where teams are, if anybody got hurt the night before. And then the third wave of line movement is when the lineup gets released. And for example, today, and this is a game that I do have a play on, so I'll talk more about it later on in the show, but for the Minnesota Twins, you know, Byron Buxton gets upended in that game yesterday. Very, very ugly fall, appears to hit his head on the dirt. He was down for a while, did leave under his own power. But that was one where, you know, that's a guy that maybe doesn't play today, you know, because he had that hard fall. We'll see if he wakes up a little bit stiff, you know, if there's any kind of lingering issues with, you know, a potential head injury, something like that. We can assume that Buxton will play because he seemed okay during his post-game interview and all of that, but he may wake up today and not feel right. And if Buxton's not in the lineup for the Twins, that's a massive adjustment that happens with that number, not only because he's a great hitter, but also because he's a really good defensive center fielder with a fly ball guy and Joe Ryan on the mound. So these are things that you want to take into consideration every day with Major League Baseball. And again, it's tough for me because I've got to get the podcast out. I've got to get the article out. You know, I don't really have time to wait around and wait for these lineups to be posted, but there will be guys that create line moves. There will be guys that if they're out of the lineup are going to either take you off of a position or, you know, maybe you have to reevaluate what you want to do with the position that you already have. You know, you may be holding on to a team at a decent price, but then you find out a couple of guys aren't playing and all of a sudden the price goes down and you've got to think, okay, do I want to bet the other side, kind of buy off of this bet, just drink the juice, or do I want to cross my fingers and hope that it comes through? This is something that you'll have to consider with Wednesday and Thursday cards specifically, Sundays as well. You know, Sundays, one of the reasons I don't do the article on Sunday is because you have so many early games, but also you wind up with, you know, guys maybe sitting out, you know, all of a sudden the cleanup hitter is not batting because he's played, you know, 6 straight games over 6 days, you know, before that, stuff like that. Managers try to balance the workloads of these guys as much as they possibly can. And so, you know, you may run into a situation where you like a game in the morning, you lock it in, all of a sudden somebody's not playing and, you know, you're kind of left holding the bag a little bit. So just something to keep in mind, just something to consider, especially for Wednesday and Thursday when you've got these getaway day cards. And truth be told, you know, I don't know how much situational spots matter in Major League Baseball. I know that they matter in other sports. They matter in the NBA with back-to-backs and trying to guess, you know, whether or not players will be in the lineup. They matter in the NHL because starting goaltenders mean so much towards the line and guys typically don't play back-to-back days, stuff like that. In Major League Baseball, guys are playing back-to-back days all the time. But with getaway day games, you know, you may be going home at the end of a long road trip. You may be going to a more desirable city. You may even have a day off in that city. You know, you may play a getaway day game on Wednesday, be off on Thursday in San Diego or Seattle or, you know, Miami or Tampa Bay or something like that, where you can go to the beach. You can go to some restaurants. You can go golfing with the boys on the off day, stuff like that. You know, so those are things that are a little bit concerning in terms of getaway day games. And really, there's no rhyme or reason. You know, there's no way to know if it's going to be a factor or not. I will admit, maybe sometimes I shy away from a game just because I think that there's some kind of possibility that a team may be looking ahead, may sleepwalk through the game, something like that. But again, a lot of times it comes down to, you know, maybe the team's not sleepwalking, but one of their best hitters is getting a day off. You know, that's something that happens quite frequently throughout the course of the season. And you'll see it early on because they want to get guys into a regimen and, you know, sort of get them into the rhythms of the season without wearing them down. You'll see it in the summertime when guys are just getting tired because it's hot. You're playing outdoors every day. The travel starts to catch up with you, stuff like that. Those are things that in the middle of the week with these day games, you absolutely want to have under consideration. One last thing I want to mention here before we dive into the 7-game slate for Thursday, although I guess it's down to 5 now because we had a couple of day games, but I retweeted, again, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Skating Tripods. I retweeted a table from Jason Collette, who's been a contributor to Baseball Prospectus and a lot of other places over the last decade plus. A really good follow on Twitter, a very smart baseball mind. But he's been posting a daily update in terms of year-over-year numbers, looking at March and April stats from 2023 to 2022 and also 2023 to 2021. Again, you can check this out at Skating Tripods on Twitter. But some of the big takeaways that I had from looking at the data here so far, the home run per contact rate is up 25% from 2022, but down 3.5% from 2021. And if you remember last season, the ball was extremely dead in the month of April. I don't know why. I know weather can always be a factor. We were coming off of the expedited spring training because of the lockout, but the ball was just dead last year. About mid-May, the ball changed. And that's when, you know, we all kind of got the inkling that, you know what, we're using two different balls this season. And offense from May 15th on kind of looked like 2021 and some of the other previous seasons. But I don't think that there's really anything to take away here other than to say that we're probably looking at an offensive environment that's closer to 2021, just with the shift ban and the pitch clock, which, as I've talked about multiple times over, has already increased the level of offense, increased the number of base runners here for this season. Another takeaway from Collette's table, batting average on balls in play, up 11.8% from last season on pulled ground balls and straightaway ground balls. So ground balls hit up the middle. So up 11.8% from last year, up 14% from 2021. So that is a direct impact of the shift ban and guys not being able to play behind second base, guys not being able to have three infielders on one side of the field, stuff like that. So the batting average on balls in play is absolutely up. The home run to fly ball percentage, just to again illustrate how dead the ball was last year, that's up 26% year over year from 2022, but down 5.3% from 2021. So again, up from the slow offensive start we had last year, but down from what we saw in 2021. And then also strikeout percentage. So strikeout percentage is down 1.1% from last year's April and May. April 7th, of course, being opening day coming out of the lockout. But strikeout percentage is down 6.8% from March and April of 2021. And if you'll recall, in 2021, that's when the foreign substance crackdown took place, starting in May and then going into June, where they really cracked down on it. And then strikeouts did drop as we went throughout the season. So definitely seeing a lot more balls in play with the foreign substance crackdown. As I mentioned, more balls in play going for hits. So that's kind of why we've seen a little bit of an uptick in offense here so far. But the home run rate is lagging a little bit behind 2021, despite some initial reports that the drag coefficient of the baseball may be a little bit lower this season. So we're still toying around to see what the baseball plays like from a power standpoint. But we are seeing more hits. We're seeing more balls in play. And of course, stolen bases, way, way up. Stolen base percentage up 8.3% from last year, 5.1% from 2021. The stolen base attempt rate up almost 21% from last year and over 37% from 2021. So more balls in play, more hits, more steals, but we're not really seeing any uptick in power at this point in time. Coming up after a short break, I'll talk about the Thursday card in Major League Baseball and the one play that made the cut for me here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to this Thursday, April 13th edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Can't believe the season already 2 weeks old here. Feels like it's kind of flown by in a lot of respects. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, the NFL draft 2 weeks away. So make sure you head over to VSiN.com and check out all of our draft content. As far as the card goes here today for Thursday, really not a whole lot. You know, we don't know the starting pitcher in Milwaukee. Could be Bryce Wilson, could be Eric Lauer moved up a day, could be just a full-on bullpen game. I call those Johnny Holstaff games for the Brewers there as they face Nick Martinez and the Padres. If I had any inclination of who would be starting for Milwaukee there, I would have maybe faded Nick Martinez at that pretty big favorite price. He has not performed well as a starter in his career or in his first two starts this season. Big issue with the walk. They're about $1.50 favorite out there in the marketplace. And again, if I knew who Milwaukee was going to start, I may have found myself on the Brewers, largely as a fade of Nick Martinez in that one. Bailey Falter and Nick Lodolo, the pitching matchup at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. You know, two pretty decent left-handers here, specifically Lodolo, who had 12 strikeouts over seven innings against the Phillies in his last start. And yet, here we are. We see the impact of Great American Ballpark, total of 9 for this game. Weather's going to be in the mid-70s in Cincinnati. That is a place where the ball absolutely carries well when the weather warms up. Not the most optimal of hitting conditions. It won't be humid or anything like that. But you can see the impact that Great American Ballpark has, where you have two pretty good lefties there. A couple of, I would say, average to, you know, slightly above average if you combine the two offensive teams, but yet we have a total of 9 there. So that's a pretty interesting indicator just of how the Reds are priced at home and also kind of the thoughts about offense, both at Great American Ballpark and around the league as a whole. The Pirates and the Cardinals, just quick thoughts on this one. Jordan Montgomery gets the ball for the Cardinals, Vince Velasquez for the Pirates. What I'm really curious to see here is in the first homestand at Busch Stadium, which is generally speaking a really good pitcher's park, you had the Cardinals, the Blue Jays, and the Braves. So three basically top five offensive teams in that first homestand. 311 combined average, 462 slugging percentage, 61 runs scored over those six games. So an average of more than 10 runs per game. There were 19 runs scored on opening day, so that skews the data a little bit. But I'll be curious to see how the ballpark plays with the Pirates heading to town, where the Pirates have kind of leveled off a little bit here over the last few days. I know they had that walk-off win over the Astros, but you know, the loss of O'Neill Cruz is a big deal for them offensively. And you know, this is a team hitting a lot of fly balls this year. They've increased their power production rather nicely. But you know, taking on Jordan Montgomery and a Cardinals rotation that, you know, needs a lift from a guy like Montgomery. We'll see how that one goes. But that's another total at Busch Stadium, going up from 8 to 8.5 with some over juice. So again, in a lot of these games, we're seeing totals moves up, you know, a half a run or at least a good 10 to 15 cents in juice based on what we've seen here so far around Major League Baseball. One other game to touch on that I don't have a play on, that's the Tigers and Blue Jays here. That's Spencer Turnbull and Chris Bassitt up at Rogers Center. You know, I talked on Tuesday's show about Rogers Center and the ballpark adjustments that were made. We haven't really seen a ton of offense so far. I mean, both of these games effectively 4-3. The Blue Jays scored five runs off of a Tigers, you know, recent call up on the eighth inning on Tuesday to widen that game out to 9-3. But, you know, we did see six home runs in that first game, but a lot of solo shots yesterday, not much of anything. And in fact, the Blue Jays had to rally off of the Tigers bullpen just to come away with a win in that one. So I did give some thought to over 9. I did give some thought to over 5 for the first 5 with Turnbull and Bassitt. Bassitt walked 5, even though he looked better in his last start against the Angels, got completely shelled in his first start against the Cardinals. Not really sure I'm buying a whole lot of Chris Bassitt stock right now. And I don't want to buy any Spencer Turnbull stock because he's just not locating well at all whatsoever. I think he threw 72 pitches in his last start, had one swing and miss. So obviously the quality of his stuff, not particularly good. But one last note I want to say about this game. You know, I just talked about how I don't know if, you know, look ahead spots and situational spots and stuff like that exist in Major League Baseball. I've thought about it. I've thought about travel, especially coming off of Sunday Night Baseball. If you're making a long trip, something like that, that will be a play I consider. But in this one, Toronto welcomes Tampa Bay tomorrow, and we'll see if Tampa Bay is still undefeated. That game tied in the bottom of the second as I'm recording here. We'll see if Tampa Bay is still undefeated, but obviously, you know, Toronto and Tampa Bay, two likely playoff teams in the American League East, that's a much more important series to the Blue Jays than finishing off this final game against the Tigers. So will they kind of sleepwalk through this game a little bit? I don't know. I guess that's a possibility. So the game I do have a play on here tonight as we head to the Bronx, the Twins and the Yankees, Joe Ryan and Johnny Brito in this one here. And, you know, Ryan's pitched really, really well so far this season. A lot of strikeouts, 16 strikeouts over his first two starts, covering 12 innings. He's only given up 6 hits, has allowed some hard contact, and that is a bit of a concern, but better life on the fastball. The velocity's up. Slider looks better. He's throwing a splitter for the first time this year as well. I think that will be a pitch that's a big separator for him. And this Twins pitching staff, they've struck out over 30% of opposing batters so far. So they're just, you know, that's what they do. They're just doing a really good job of inducing a lot of swings and misses here early on in the season. So that's something that, you know, we'll see if they're able to continue here as we go forward. But the Twins lineup, they're dealing with a lot of issues right now. As I mentioned, Byron Buxton maybe doesn't play today. We'll see if he's able to get out there. They lost Kyle Farmer yesterday. He got hit square in the face by a Lucas Giolito fastball. It was a very, very scary moment. Seems like he's largely okay. Just had to have some dental surgery and some stitches. No fractures, at least as of now. But they're missing him now. They're already missing Joey Gallo, Max Kepler, Alex Kirilloff, and Jorge Polanco. This is a walking wounded team. Carlos Correa hasn't played since Saturday with a bad back. And I watched Rocco Baldelli's post game yesterday after their 3-1 win against the White Sox. And he said, you know, he was seeing the praises of his team for kind of rallying after the Farmer incident and with Buxton going out and all of that. And he's like, you know, and we had some other guys that were out there hurting too. So this Twins team, they're really up against it right now. So, you know, for Brito, a guy that throws a lot of changeups, has a really good changeup, throws a mid-90s fastball. He's tall, but he's really thin. You know, he's 6'2", like a buck 60, buck 65. Kind of a lot of arms and legs and stuff and a lot of deception. I think he could be a little bit difficult to pick up the first time that you're seeing him. So took the under four and a half for the first five there, minus 115 in that game. I know it's tricky to, you know, F with unders with what's going on this season here. But, you know, look, I mean, it just seven games on the board. And I do like these two starting pitchers. I do like these two in this matchup specifically. Ryan gets a lot of swing and miss from the right-hand side. I've seen that be a very, very useful strategy with basically every Guardians pitcher that they have. So as long as Ryan's able to, you know, avoid the multi-run homers here, hopefully this one should be good. So Yankees and Twins, first five, under 4.5, minus 115. The only play for Thursday on a small seven-game card. But you know what? We're back to 15 games tomorrow, all of them being night games. Should have more for you, not only in the article over at VSiN.com, but also on the next edition here of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Rate, review, subscribe, throw me a five-star. Greatly appreciate it. Throw a five-star to all of my colleagues and their podcasts as well, if you get the opportunity. And hey, I will talk to you again tomorrow here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.